Robbie Minnick, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, provides a recap of how the National Cotton Council led an effort to call on Congress to pass the Farm Bill before the end of the year. This effort included both a letter to congressional leaders as well as meetings in Washington, D.C. with members of the House and Senate. To learn more, visit cotton.org.
Started the week with a letter that had 304 national, state, and regional organizations really outlining the dire straits that farmers are facing, how things have changed even over the course of this year as far as commodity prices while inputs remain high, and then talking about the need for Congress to act to get a farm bill done this year. After that, a number of the major commodity groups, corn, soy, rice, peanuts, wheat, sorghum, cotton, as well as the American Bankers Association and Farm Credit Council, all joined together for meetings on Capitol Hill. And this was kind of unique because normally each of the organizations do their own separate meetings. And so this time we mixed all the producers up. So you had producers from all over the country, from all commodities going in together to talk about what they're facing, to talk about the need, and to talk about the consequences of no action, which is the challenge that producers will face getting lending next year. And then our friends in the lending community were there to really back up what the growers were saying and what they're seeing in their portfolios. Over 2 days, the groups met with nearly 100 congressional offices. Well, I think it's important that we did this letter, we did this fly-in, we got press around it outside of the ag press, which is all great, but we can't stop there. Producers need to continue talking to their members of Congress. The main thing is that producers' voices are heard about what they're facing. So it can't stop after this week. It's got to stay full force until we get this across the finish line.